Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Messenger's Legacy, a Demon Cycle novella by Peter V. Brett. Narrated by Pete Bradbury. Chapter 1. Burning True. 324 AR. Summer. Briar started awake at the clanging. His mother was banging the porridge pot with her metal ladle, the sound echoing through the house.
"Out of bed, lazabouts," she cried. "First horn sounded a quarter past and breakfast is hot. And you ain't finished by sunup, get an empty belly till luncheon."
A pillow struck Briar's head.
"Open the slats, Briar Patch," Hardy mumbled.
"Why do I always have to do it?" Briar asked. Another pillow hit Briar on the opposite side of his head.
"'Cause if there's a demon there, Hardy and I can run while it eats you," Hale snapped. "Get going!"
The twins always bullied him together, not that it mattered. They had 12 summers, and each of them towered over him like a wood demon. Briar stumbled out of the bed, rubbing his eyes as he felt his way to the window and turned up the slats. The sky was a reddish-purple, giving just enough light for Briar to make out the lurking shapes of demons in the yard. His mother called them Corys, but father called them Allegi. While the twins were still stretching in bed, waiting for their eyes to adjust to the light, Briar hurried out of the room to try and be first to the privy curtain. He almost made it, but as usual, his sisters shouldered him out of the way at the last second.
"Girls first, Briar Patch," Skye said.
With 13 summers, she was more menacing than the twins, but even Sunny, 10, could muscle poor Briar about easily.